Weather misery and travel woes continue. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The big winter storm has receded a little, but is still impacting more than half of the country.
The storm intensifying into a bomb cyclone Friday, quickly plunging temperatures around the northern part of the country, leaving folks in record-breaking cold.
It says it feels like negative 37.
In some places, the wind chill reaching a shocking 50 below.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, millions of Americans who had hoped to be at home with loved ones tonight are instead spending it with strangers at the airport.
Everything is just canceled, canceled, canceled. There was one flight that made it off the air, off the ground, so that's only one so far.
FlightAware.com reports more than 5,500 flights in the U.S. canceled today. That means many of those last-minute gifts ordered online won't get there in time either.
Amazon, United States Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS all warning that the winter storm is disrupting deliveries in the final days before Christmas. In a statement on their website, FedEx said all FedEx Express locations have been impacted by severe winter weather and delays can be expected for package deliveries across the U.S. with a delivery commitment through Monday, December 26th.
Fox's Madison Allworth, shoppers at the Mall of America in Minneapolis have been told to shelter in secure locations if they can. Fox 9 in Minneapolis confirms at least one person has been shot and the mall is on lockdown. A day after the January 6th committee released its final report blaming Donald Trump for fomenting the riot at the Capitol, former president responding in a video posted on his social media site.
There was no insurrection and there wasn't going to be an insurrection. It was made up by these sick people.
The former president says left out of the report the fact that he authorized the deployment of up to 20,000 National Guard troops, which the Speaker's office and the Sergeant of Arms never approved. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
A suspect wanted for the January 6th incursion at the U.S. Capitol building has been taken into custody following a shootout, or following a standoff, rather, in California.
The FBI says that Eric Christie was arrested in the San Fernando Valley town of Sherman Oaks Thursday, but not before engaging in a three-hour-long standoff with authorities. That standoff ended without incident. Video and photographs from the riot show Christie at the Capitol wrapped in a rainbow flag with a hammer attached to his belt. He faces federal charges, including entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds with a deadly weapon. The arrest came on the same day the January 6th committee released its final report on the attack. Christie was due to make his initial court appearance Friday afternoon. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
House members are headed for home. Those who were actually there for the vote on the catch-all spending bill today, it passed 225 to 201.
One Democratic no, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, nine Republican yays. About half the House voted by proxy today. Lawmakers are only supposed to vote remotely if they have COVID. Democrat Rashida Tlaib voted present, even though she was absent. Today's vote may be the last proxy vote in the House.
Fox's Chad Pergerum reports that Republicans plan to end proxy voting when they take the majority in January. It was a record-breaking November at the U.S. southern border. Customs and Border Protection reporting Friday night, 233,740 encounters. That's the largest November on record, more than 150,000 higher than last November, which was itself an unprecedented record. In sports, Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals has scored his 801st and 802nd goals in tonight's game against the Winnipeg Jets. He passes Gordie Howe for second on the NHL career goals list. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.